Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. If you'd like one in English sent to you, just give me a call at 312-925-9887 and I'll send you one out for free. Please shop with these businesses because if you'd like to make a donation, you can, but you can shop with these businesses. They help support the ministries in the purchase of the Bibles for ClickBank products like entertainment, computers, employment, green pods, home, garden, P2P, reference, alternative, bedding, cooking, food and health, and so much more. Go to productadvertisements2014.com. That again is productadvertisements2014.com. For auto body supplies or mechanical parts for your vehicles, models 1900 to 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. Now I begin the program. We're starting back over with, we finished the Bible, so we're going to cover it again. We're starting with the book of Genesis. And it goes to say, Bereshith chapter 1, or Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was unformed, void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the water. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, the darkness he called night. So there was evening, and there was morning, one day. God said, let there be a dome in the middle of the water. Let it divide the water from the water. God made the dome and divided the water under the dome from the water above the dome. That is how it was. And God called the dome sky. So there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. So there's the creation of the clouds, and there's the creation of the seas. God said, let the water under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear. That is how it was. God called the dry land earth. The gathering together of the water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. God said, let the earth put forth grass, seed-producing plants and fruit trees, each yielding its own kind of seed-bearing fruit on the earth. And that is how it was. The earth brought forth grass, plants each yielding its own kind of seed, and trees each producing its own kind of seed-bearing fruit. And God saw that it was good. So there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. God said, let there be light in the dome of the sky to divide the day from the night. Let them be for shine, season, days, and years. And let them be for lights in the dome of the sky to give light to the earth. And that is how it was. God made the two great lights, the larger light to rule the day, the smaller light to rule the night, and the stars. God put them in the dome of the sky to give light to the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. So there was an evening, And there was morning, a fourth day. God said, let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open dome of the sky. God created the great sea creatures and every living thing that creeps, so that the water swarmed with all kinds of them. And there was every kind of winged bird, and God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the water of the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. God said, let the earth bring forth each kind of living creature, each kind of livestock, crawling animal, and wild beast. That is how it was. So this was the creation of the animals. God made each kind of wild beast, each kind of livestock, and every kind of animal that crawls along the ground, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, in the likeness of ourselves, and let them be them rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the animals, and over all the earth, and over every crawling creature that crawls on the earth. So God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and every living creature that crawls on the earth. Then God said, here, throughout the whole earth, I am giving you as food every seed-bearing plant and every tree with seed-bearing fruit. And to every wild animal, bird in the air, and creature crawling on the earth, in which there is a living soul, I am giving as food every kind of green plant. And that is how it was. God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So there was evening and there was morning, a sixth day. So that's the creation of the animals, creation of mankind. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished along with everything in them. On the seventh day, God was finished with his work which he had made. So he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and separated it as holy, because on that day God rested from all his work which he had created, so that it itself could produce. Here is the history of the heavens and the earth, when they were created. On the day when Adonai God made earth and heaven, there was as yet no wild bush on the earth, and no wild plant had as yet sprung, for Adonai God had not caused it to rain on the earth. And there was no one to cultivate the ground. Rather, a mist went up from the earth, which watered the entire surface of the ground. Then Adonai God, or good, formed a person, Hebrew Adam, from the dust of the ground, Hebrew Adama, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, so that he became a living being. Adonai God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he put the person whom he had formed. Out of the ground Adonai God caused to grow every tree pleasing in appearance and good for food, including the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river went out of Eden into water the garden, and from there it divided into four streams. The name of the first, Pishon, its winds throughout the land of Havilah were there as gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx stone are also found there. The name of the second river is Gichin, its winds throughout the land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It is the one that flows toward the east of Asher. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Adonai God took the person and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. Adonai God gave the person this order: you may freely eat from every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You are not to eat from it, because on the day that you eat from it, it will become certain that you will die. Adonai God said, it isn't good that the person should be alone. I will make for him a companion suitable for helping him. So this was woman's job, to be a helper to man, not his downfall, which we'll see she became. So from the ground, Adonai God formed every wild animal and every bird that flies in the air, and he brought them to the person to see what he would call them. Whatever the person would call each living creature, that was to be its name. So the person gave names to all the livestock, to the birds in the air, and to every wild animal. But for Adam, there was not found a companion suitable for helping him. Then God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the person, and while he was sleeping, he took one of his ribs and closed up the place from which he took it with flesh. The rib which Adonai God had taken from the person, he made a woman person, and he brought her to the man's person. The man person said at last, this is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. She is to be called woman, Hebrew, Isha, because she was taken out of man, Hebrew, Ish. This is why a man is to leave his father and mother and stick with his wife, and they are to be one flesh. They were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. So we have here the creation of the earth and the seas and the animals and the plants, the trees, and even the creation of man and woman. And remember, there is no shame, but after they take the fruit, they realize they are naked and they are ashamed. And God told them the day they eat from it, the day they die. All right, let me go. That is it for my lesson for Hebrew, for Genesis. Let me go to the vocabulary now. Our first word is Ezbahi. It's Hisab. Our second word, no, I'm sorry, I'm incorrect. Let me get to the right place. Our first word is Ozan. It means having a broad end, weapon. Our second word is Ozan. It means to displease, ear, hearing. Our next word is Uzan, Shahara. It means settled by him. Our next word is Asnath Tabor. It means place in Palestine, Asnath Tabor. Our next word is Asni. It means quick ears, having quick ears. Our next word is Azanyah. It means heard by Jah. Our next word is Azikim. It means mountains. Our next word is Azar. It means compass, about, gird. Our next word is Ezrod. It means arm. Our next word is Ezrock. It means springing up, native. Our next word is Iraqi. It means descendant of Zarak. Our next word is Ark. It means kindred, like, other, names beginning with R. brotherly, another. Our next word is ark, corresponding to brother. Our next word is ark. Ark. It means grief or surprise. Our next word is the same word, but a different. It means fire pot or chafing dish. Our next word is oak. It means lonesome wild animal. Our next word is akab. It means brother, friend of his, father. Our next word is akban. It means brother, possessor, or understanding. Our next word is akav. It means collect, go one way or the other, one's thoughts. Our next word is ekal. It means united, one, all together, alike. Our next word is Aku, it means marshy grass. That is it for my pronunciation. You can find the words at goodhouse1968.net, the spelling of them. So I'll now be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer for you. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, open their eyes where they're able to understand the lessons, and to be able to produce fine fruit in the works of the ministries and lead their lives to a good and righteous life. I pray that you open their minds and their hearts and cause love. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.